Hi, it's Tim Hagen from Progress Coaching, and welcome to another episode for the Coaching Conversations podcast. Now, we are on Stitcher, we are on iTunes, and multiple different channels. Please check us out. Now, one of the things that you'll get out of our podcast episodes is a lot of content, a lot of strategy. It's not fluff, it's not concept, yet we really want you to engage with the content and let us know your feedback. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. If there's topics you'd love to have us address, we would love to share them with you. Let us know your impact and let us know your feedback. So let's get back to the fundamentals of coaching, and then let's combine it with some technology solutions. You know, when I think about coaching, I think about the fundamentals, and we have defined coaching for the last 31 years the following way. It doesn't mean it has to be your definition, it's just ours, but I'll use it for this lesson, if you will. Number one, it's getting someone to look in the mirror. Number two, it's getting them to take action on number one. Most people won't do number one arbitrarily on their own. I've said that for 31 straight years. I still believe in that. Now, getting someone to look in the mirror, number one, we also have to get them to realize they have positives, they have strengths. Coaching is not just about fixing people. It's not about constructive feedback. So here is a thought for you. Every time you call someone into the office, out of every three or four times, three of the times should be for just the positive things that an employee is doing. The Gallup organization says it best. When you lead with people's strengths, they engage eight times more. Every time I've asked the question for the past 31 years, what happens when an employee gets called into the office? What's his or her response? It's usually, uh-oh, what did I do wrong? Because we've conditioned that behavior, that reaction. So let's talk about bringing it all together. Call people into the office for the good stuff. Schedule one-on-ones for those people who need coaching. Certainly every 2 weeks, get together with your group. Think about a collective area of opportunity where you want to coach. It could be a strength of your team. It could be an area where they have an opportunity to improve. Number two, make artificial intelligence available to your staff members. Make sure it's a tool that's in alignment with what you're trying to do. Now, I'm not going to sell, but I will tell you in our platform, Coach Apply, our artificial intelligence tool doesn't go out like ChatGPT. It goes out and reads our platform. So we have a coaching framework. We have very specific coaching types that we teach. So when our leaders get help from our AI tool, it's in alignment with the training that they've received from us. So just make sure the AI tool is in alignment. Number three, I think we've missed the boat. I think that we've really missed the boat on coaching automation. And my staff has said to me, well, Tim, it's all about AI now. And I go, yeah, but you know what? It's interesting because when you think about the pandemic, technology proliferated for the virtual world, right? I mean, Zoom and, you know, Microsoft Teams, all these tools came out, and that's awesome, right? Here's my challenge. What did we all want to do? We all wanted to go back to the in-person because we missed that human interaction. Humans need human interaction. So with coaching automation, it's not just automating the delivery of questions or video lessons and quotes and thoughts and perspectives. It also can automate the prompting of engagement. Let me give you an example. We have a small company that we're working with, and every week they get a lesson. And one of the lessons will prompt them, or within each lesson will prompt them to go engage with a teammate, learn a couple things, and they have to fill out an assessment, we use Jot Forms, we love it. And who's the person you met with and what are two unique things that you learned about them? And guess what happens? The HR department's coming back saying, we have less infighting. There's less conflict. I said, right. The reason we have conflict is if the only thing between us in our relationship is work, the relationship's going to feel like work. So guess what's going to happen? We're going to argue. Yet if I find out you like gardening or you like volleyball or you like the Green Bay Packers or what have you, guess what happens? We have awareness and commonality. Where there's awareness and commonality, there's less conflict. So coaching automation can prompt action between people. Thank you for listening to another episode of Coaching Conversations by Tim Hagen and Progress Coaching. Now, our company is always coming out with new and innovative solutions to help leaders coach their employees. And recently, we just created a new service called Coach to You, where leaders can pick and choose topics and assign 7 to 21 day programs for employees to learn and, more importantly, apply actions and then reflect and share what they're going to do going forward as a result of the learning. It's called Coach to You. We're literally bringing coaching to your employees. If you're intrigued, we'll have a link in each one of our episodes where you can get more information. And again, thank you so much for listening to another episode.